We're doing the book of Shoftim, and we're up to the last judge. And we had the fantastic story about the man from the tribe of Dan. Remember, the tribe of Dan is a problematic tribe. The tribe of Dan has half their tribe in the north, and they've planted in the Chatzbani, in the entrance to the Jordan, they've planted an idol. They have Pesel Micha in their midst. And the tribe of Dan has a leader of the Jewish people, a great sage named Manoach. And his wife cannot have kids. She is barren. And an angel appears to her and tells her, I want you to know you will become pregnant and have a child. Be careful not to drink wine. Don't eat anything defiled. And that child, you're not allowed to cut his hair. He will be a Nazir from your womb. And he will start saving the Jewish people. When Yaakov blessed the Jewish people and said about the tribe of Dan, Yi Dan Nachash Ale Derech Shefifon Ale Yorach, Dan is like a serpent on the path. He was referring to Samson, the great Shimshon. Now the woman tells her husband Manoach, a man of God came to me. He seemed awesome, and he didn't tell me who he was or where. I didn't ask him where he was from, and he told me I'm going to have a child. I shouldn't drink wine, etc. And Manoach prays that he should come again. And again, the angel comes, and she runs and calls him, and Manoach comes, and Manoach interviews him, he hears all the details, and the angel tells him, now, she just became pregnant, and Manoach tells him, let's bring a sacrifice, and we'll honor you, and he says, don't honor me, bring a sacrifice to Hashem. And Manoach asks him, what's your name? We'll honor you if your prophecy comes true. And he says, don't bother, my name keeps changing. Now Manoach brings a sacrifice, and the angel goes up in the fire, and then they realize it's an angel. Manoach says, we're going to die. The wife says, no, if God wanted us to die, he wouldn't have accepted our offering with the heavenly fire coming down, and he just told us we're going to have a kid, so obviously we're not going to die. She has a son, and she names him Shimshon, which is an interesting name. It revolves around the word Shemesh. Shemesh is Yaakov Avinu's hidden name. Shimshon, multiple sons, and Shimshon is crippled in both his legs. Shimshon is blessed by God that he has limitless seed, as we will see later on. He sleeps with hundreds of women in one night. The Philistines bring woman after woman to his cell. And Shimshon is one of the greatest sages that ever lived. Shimshon was such a big sage that he was the only sage who could single-handedly judge the Jewish people without a court. He didn't need a court. He didn't need other people's opinion. He was one of the greatest sages of all time. Our sages say he was the sun. He was like the sun, like his name, Shimshon, that he could shine up the halacha for the people. And at that time, the Philistines are persecuting the Jewish people. Shimshon starts having prophecy. Shimshon is very broad-shouldered. We described last time that his shoulders were the width of the whole building. A pretty huge guy. You think of pretty scary sight. He's got a beard that comes down to the earth. He's never shaved. He's got hair that's grown wild. He's never shaved. He's never taken a haircut. And he's this huge man crippled in both his legs. And he's a prophet. And he's a great sage. He moves with crutches. The Talmud says Shimshon never asked a person to pass him a stick from place to place. He was careful never to have any favors. Shimshon never had anyone help him with anything. And Shimshon goes down to Timnas, which is in Philistine territory, and he sees a Philistine girl. And he tells his father and his mother, I saw a girl from the Philistine girls, and I want you to take her from me as a wife. And his father, who's the leader of the Jewish people, he said, just heard the worst news of the day. You know, it's Yehareg Val Yavor, to marry a non-Jewish girl. What's wrong with you? Are there no Jewish girls you want to marry? You're going to marry these uncircumcised Philistines? And Shimshon says, no, she's the one that's fit in my eyes. And they don't know that God wants him to start getting involved with the Philistines so that he'll have claims against them. And the Philistines were ruling at the time. So he and his father and his mother, they go down to Timnas. They're a very important family of the Jewish people. They're the leaders of the Jewish people. And they come to the vineyard. And we have a rule, Lech Lech Amre Nezira. We tell the Nazir, you go around the vineyard. Don't walk through a vineyard. Because if you walk through a vineyard and you see all the luscious grapes growing, before you think twice, you might grab a grape and pop it into your mouth. That's the nature of a human being. As you walk through a beautiful orchard, you're attracted to the fruit and you don't think twice before you eat them. So in those days they used to live in nature. Today we walk in an orchard, you look at it and say, ah, fruits, wow, look at that. But I remember, no time for stories. At any rate, so Samson, he walks around the vineyard. He walks around, his father and mother, they take the shortcut through the vineyard. And as he's walking around the vineyard, a young lion leaps towards him. And God's spirit settles upon him and he grabs the young lion and tears it in two. And he has no weapons. He regroups with his parents at the other end of the vineyard. And he doesn't say a word. Doesn't mention that he just killed the lion single-handedly. That's nothing to mention. That's part of his modesty. The leaders of the Jewish people, their hallmark was their modesty, their humility. He's not about boasting, so he doesn't tell his parents. And he goes down, and he's a good Jewish boy, so he doesn't date a girl just because she seems nice. He doesn't ask her for a cup, come join me for a drink at the bar, can I buy you a drink? He doesn't even ask her to buy her a drink in the coffee shop. He has a shidduch, he sends his parents. Chazal say, the way a modest person behaves is that he has an intermediary. He doesn't just pick up a girl on the sidewalk. So his father goes and he interviews and he speaks to her and he asks her if she wants to meet him. He meets her and they speak and she wants to undergo gir. She's going to become a Jewish woman. And they agree on a time they're going to get married. She enrolls in Machon Meir and she finishes her gir process. And they're on their way back to the time when they agreed she'd finish her studies, they'd be ready, they'd get married. And on the way, he's going with his parents again. They go through the vineyard. He goes around the vineyard, and he goes to see what happened with that carcass, what happened with that lion. And he sees the carcass, and the bees have made a hive in the lion. Now, why do we have the windows closed over here? Because all the bugs like flying around my beard. And it's hard for me to talk without bugs flying into my mouth. That's why we have the air conditioning on and the windows closed. It's a nice night. We'd open the windows. But we did that first class, and they like the beard. They like the hair. So the same thing is true with the lion. It's pretty natural. They all like the hair. All the bees come around, and they make their hive inside the lion. Shimshon's not scared of a bunch of bees. He sticks his hands into the hive. He takes out some cones, and he's munching on the cones, sucking out the honey, and he brings his parents some cones, and they're also eating from the honey. And he doesn't tell them where he got the honey from. His father goes down, they talk to the woman, she's amenable, and they get married. They make a party. They see Shimshon, and they take 30 guys that are supposed to be there as his buddies to make the wedding a happy event. Samson tells them, I'll tell you a riddle, and if you can tell me the answer within the 7 days of the party, so you'll give me 30 sets of linen and 30 suits, and if not, I'll give you 30 sets of linen and 30 suits. So he's risking more than they are. They're each risking one. He's risking 30. Fine, they say, fine, what's the riddle? So he tells them the riddle is, from the consumer, from the one who eats, came out food, and from the strong one came out sweets. So 3 days pass, they can't tell him. So they start going to his wife, and they tell her, seduce him, and he should tell us the riddle. Otherwise, we're going to burn you and your father's house. Did you bring us here to empty us out? So she starts weeping, and she spends Sheva Brachas telling him, you hate me, you don't love me, you told my nation a riddle, and you didn't tell me. And he tells her, I didn't tell my parents, what do you think I'm going to tell you? That's a very funny line. So all 7 days she's driving him crazy, and every time he tries to be intimate, at the peak she runs away. So he's going crazy. He got married to a girl, she should whine to him. Every time she's whining, she's crying. He comes home, she's crying. He leaves, she's crying. Well, she's a little bit nervous. They told her they're going to burn down the house. So he tells her on the seventh day, it's the last day, he tells her the result of the riddle. He tells her the answer. And what does she do? She goes and tells them. So on the seventh day, just before sunset, they tell him, you know, gee, we were thinking, what's sweeter than honey? What's stronger than a lion? And he says to them, if you guys wouldn't have plowed with my calf, you wouldn't have figured out my riddle. And that, he's using a very nice term for his wife, yeah? Calf. So Chazal say it was actually a term of fondness, and the spirit of Hashem rests upon him, and he goes down to the Philistine city of Ashkelon, and he kills 30 Philistines, and this is the first time we see Shimshon killing, and he takes their clothing, and he gives it to the people who said the riddle, and he's pretty upset at his wife, so he leaves her. He goes back home. What does she do? She goes with one of his friends. She cheats on him. Now, Noahites are forbidden. Adultery is forbidden to Noahites. So the question is also, what defines marriage and divorce for Noahites? Meaning, did she consider herself divorced now that he left her? Is separation equal divorce for a Noahite? But she did gear. So why does it help her? Okay, so these are points to ponder. And Bezrat Hashem, next time, Bezrat Hashem will finish the story of Shimshon. And move forward. Bezrat Hashem.